Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty.
Good evening. How is everybody doing out there? Did everybody have fun? You're on the air. We're waking up with Linda McShann. It's another great day today. You know, we're going to start off by telling you to stay safe, stay strong, stay woke, stay happy, and most of all, stay healthy. You know, we're about caring and sharing here. We're waking up with Linda McShann, and we care about you. We bring you education, we stress unification, and we talk about the importance of collaboration. And mentioning collaboration again, I'm going to extend appreciation out there to Governor Newsom with his new advisory committee. And they're working on things. You know, Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles, and Governor Newsom, they're going to make sure that we here in California shine like the sun, because we are the Sunshine State. And, you know, I just found out we have 5.3% of unemployment. But they're extending services and resources. They're extending the trash pickup, the street work, library resources, meal for the seniors, child care for the hospital workers. And for the hospital workers, you know, we really want to extend our appreciation out there to all the departments, social services. I mean, we here in California are setting a tone, and we're going to get through this. We are humanitarians here. At Waking Up with Linda McShann, we have big hearts. We have a lot of love. And, you know, love and big hearts can be felt by everyone and everything. So I'm going to give you your quote today, and we're going to stick with this strength, and that is, strength is a source of happiness. We mustn't shy away from life's challenges. We mustn't be defeated. Refusing to be defeated equals victory. A person that perseveres to the end is a winner. And, you know, we keep moving forward, and that is the key to success here, to never retreat a single step, no matter what. And that is what we do when we achieve unlimited victory. So to all my young adults out there, I'm going to say it again. Don't be defeated. Don't be discouraged. Just stay determined, because we're all winners here. I'm going to give you a recap. You know, Monday, we had Edwina coming in with Cross Country Connect from Texas, and she told you guys to read and the importance of reading. Stephanie talked to us on Tuesday about emotional wellness, body, mind, and spirit. And she also asked us to get out lists to find out what we wanted to do, what we could do, and what we can't do. And to work on those lists, pull out that creativity, because when you use your creativity, you build your immune and you find out what you really can do. And Thursday night, Gloria came on and she gave us water for life. So I'm asking everyone out there, did you drink your water today? And she also told us to look at our urine color, and that would gauge how much water we need to put in our bodies. You know, we have a call-in number here at Waking Up with Linda McShann, and that is 323-769-5879. And you can call that number and leave a request, a shout-out for your loved ones. And I got a message from Beverly. from Las Vegas, and she wanted to say hello to her family in Pomona, California. She wanted to say hello to Raymond and Rachel and let them know that she's okay there because she knows that they're okay here. And you can also email us. There's an email out there. And just get in touch. We're getting technical here. I just want to let you know how much I appreciate you for allowing me to share and care with you. Because what this has done for me is make me dig deep and stretch into my creativity. I'm finding out that I can do things that I didn't even know that I could do. Isn't that great? See what happens when we collaborate and we find out that we really, really care and we really, really share here. Tonight, we're going to have Aunt G coming on. Aunt G has some information for us. And you know I'm going to put the disclaimer out now, because I am not responsible for what she lets come out of her mouth. But you know Angie loves you. She has a big heart. She's full of love. And she is an individual that will go to no limit to assist and support. But before we bring her on, I'm just going to kind of like, I guess you could say, put this out for the nurses and the healthcare, because here in Los Angeles, at City Hall, they put a blue light on every night at 8 o'clock. So we're going to join them. I'm going to play this, and then Gina, Aunt G, will come on with us. Let's listen to this.
You can find
That's right. Look from within. Clear out that clutter that's in your mind and keep on moving forward. You know, we're going to see if Aunt G is here with us, because Aunt G is my hero. Aunt G, are you here with us this evening?
Yes, yes, Linda. I'm here. How y'all doing today?
We wonderful, and welcome in. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, I tell you, absolutely beautiful and wonderful to be able to, you know, reach out to other people in their homes or in their cars or wherever they are, where they're traveling somewhere, and have an outlet for people to listen and learn and share and put a smile on your face and realize that, you know, all is not lost, and that sometimes when we find ourselves in different situations in our walks of life, we have to sit back and slow down and just imagine. Just imagine sometimes, you just for a moment, blink and think back before the pandemic, how fast everything was running, how you didn't even have time to think, let alone, you know, to do and how to do certain things. And now everything can slow down just a moment. And it may feel like it's been a year, but it's only been a few weeks, you see. And so we're so used to going and coming. Now that we just coming, just staying in one space, it's like, wow. You know, you it's like, well, what do I do now? You know, it's like you're looking in that mirror and trying to think, what am I? Who am I now? What do I represent now? I used to go out and make money. Now I'm just sitting here. I used to go and take the kids to school and go and pick them up. Now I'm just sitting. We're all together looking at each other. I am the school. I am the grocery store. I got to go and bring it back. But, you know, now that baby's sitting there just looking at me for everything. I'm teaching them. I'm feeding them. And I'm parenting them. You know, I'm looking at my mate, and I'm making sure they're okay. They're making sure I'm okay. And okay, now what else are we gonna do? You know. So it gets your mind to realize how creative, absolutely how creative our minds can be. For example, blue. As you said, at 8 o'clock, present blue for our wonderful people of. Just out there on that line. And what I did with blue is I made it what my feeling is blue is. B is the beauty in others. L is loving others. U is unity. Unity in each other and others, illustrating equality throughout humanity. So we need to appreciate our blue in our life and in the life of others. Because that, to me, carry that. If we carry something, you know, blue, you think of that color and you think of what sacrifices somebody, a stranger or a loved one. We probably all have a nurse or a doctor or in our family at some point, and they're out there. And if they were around or could be in the position to do so, they would so. So, keeping in mind what our blue is, now I'm going to reflect on the ABCs. So we stopped off at the C and D. So under C, we're going to find consider things from every angle. We get so self-centered sometimes that we can forget that come together to make one thing happen. Everything you can think of in life, you know, it takes a lot. Just think of a car or a vehicle. And it takes a lot to get the engine, get the wheels. You got to bring all those things together. A mind has to structure what does it take to make this vehicle do the things that a vehicle is supposed to do? What does it take for a person to function and to the now? How to function now that we have all this time? What angle should I come at now? Because, you know, the other angles we used to have, we could come quick. We could figure out what the, now it's like, okay, you know, what do I need to do? Yes. wash my hands. Yes, remind others that we love, wash your hands. Matter of fact, you know, we might want to remind ourselves and others, but, hey, I got to take a shower. You know, if you, when you're sitting around, you, oh, I ain't doing nothing, I can go out the house today. Yeah, well, taking a shower is good, and it's healthy, and it gets, it shows self-love, and you sleep better, too. We've got to remember to do our self-maintenance and encourage others to do the same thing, and don't want to just remember it's not just one angle. We got to look at it all together. You see, cleanliness is godliness. Cleanliness is healthiness. Cleanliness is happiness. So getting, you know, kind of clearing out our brains. If we got clutter going on, try to clear a little, get that clutter out a little bit, whether it's in our brain or physically around us. You know, we have to, you know, get our car washes. You know, get creative. You know, write down some things of what you haven't had a chance to do that you would like to do. Well, now you have your chances, you know. So we have to look. If we look at this situation, you know, at the angle of where we are right now, you know, sometimes we get messages in mysterious ways. Oh, okay. Maybe it's time to get to know myself. It's time to get to know the loved ones that I have a little bit better. Since everything, nobody can work, most majority anyway. So, you know, more likely when you pick up that phone, you're going to have an answer, you know, someone that you want to reach out to. And just realize that you want to consider things from their angle, their aspect, their views, and share, collaborate your views together. So considering the all angles is in every situation is very, very important. Because as it is now, you know, we have to do the social distancing, and everybody's not so, you know, understanding. So one of my messages I would like to just remind everybody. Now, you know, at first they was hoping people could figure out what 6 feet is or more. Now they got marks on the rows. I went to Walmart and you know, they're making sure you want to stay 6 feet. You go to the bank, they making sure you stay 6 feet. Any store you go into just about now, they're going to make sure. And if you can't do it, they're going to have people there. And if they don't have people there, they're going to have lines and tape. Just look down. If you're not sure where your mark is, it's like we in a huge sitcom. We just all got to stay on our marks. If we're going to be ready to go when it's time for us to have our turn, we got to make sure we're on our mark to be on time. So, you know, stay on your mark, get in your shower, pay attention to your surroundings, and let's just make it clear. See, let's just go make it clear that you hear they say, okay, wear your mask, don't wear your mask when you wear. If you are sick, if your nose is runny, if you feel a little under the weather, not so much yourself, you're not quite sick, but you're sick, meaning that you're not yourself, wear your mask at all times around family, unless you live by yourself. If you have others in the house, keep the mask on from each other. When you go out to the doctors, when you go out to the stores, you walk in your dog, wear the mask because you're sick. Something's not quite right with your body. It's fighting something. If you got allergies and your nose is running, wear your mask because you might sneeze. You might do something that you need that mask to make sure only your own little droplets stay on your own little self. Now, if you know you're just, you know, you're not under the weather, you're yourself, you're okay. You want to walk your pet. Walk it without no mask. You're fine. You just walk. Just do your dog. Do whatever you want. You're walking, exercising. You don't need a mask on. You know, just walk. But if you're going to be in the company of getting on a bus or getting in a car with somebody or going in a store with where people are going to be, wash your hands all times before you, when you leave your house, before you leave your house, when you come back from your house, shoes on or off, whichever way you run your house. Just, you know, be more mindful of how to make sure that you're keeping yourself clean. If you're going to be around children, this is another thing, and you know you've been out in the elements, you've been, let's say you went to two or three different stores and been around different types of people, and you've been out there for a while doing what you got to do, well, let auntie say, just those clothes done had it. They done got all whatever they're going to get, you know, out there in the elements. You're coming home now to your loved ones. Even on your, if you're coming home to yourself, your loved one too. Take those, go directly to your bathroom, take the dirty clothes off, put on something fresh, wash your face, always wash your face. And you know, back in the day, I know you know this one, Linda. You know, back in the day, really, you're supposed to wash to your elbows. That's what I'm telling you. Wash, scrub to your elbows. And if you get your hands on one of them little brushes, I grew up with them little brushes. Get your brush next time, little hand brush. Scrub your hands. Scrub your arms, because you know you got to reach for things and touch your elbow, your wrist, your hands, your arm. You're driving in the car, whatever you're doing, you're touching stuff. You know, wipe down your steering wheel. Sometimes we don't think about certain things. You know, wipe stuff down, you know, like I say, every surface. That means even car surfaces, you know. So, yes, might save your life and the life of other ones, especially the ones that you love and care for. Now, Dee, don't give up and don't give in. Don't give up and don't give in. Now, that is very, very important, because that you can inculcate in your life every single day, because it's getting up, doing things, moving, being motivated. It's not very easy all the time. Even if we didn't have a pandemic we're going through right now, just being able to just have your sway float and flow. So you don't want to give up, because then you'll never know what that is when you finalize what it is you're trying to accomplish for that day, that moment. You know, so I write down challenges, daily challenges, weekly challenges, monthly challenges, yearly challenges, 5 years. What? Write down your 5-year goals. You got time now. Write down your 5-year goals. Where would you like to do? You know, now we got to ration out the money now. Ration out your money, you know. So we want to ration our funds now to make sure we can flow. You know, this might be a good time to start on a savings account. You know, try to think of something that we can do and focus on, and not give up on whatever that is, whatever that challenge you give yourself, whether it's working out, whether it's watching what you eat. Everybody should watch what they eat, really, even in our children. Watch what we allow our children to eat and what we give our children to eat. Your brain cells function off of things that you give it. Our bodies are sponges. So we want to make sure that we don't give up. Whatever everybody else is doing, whatever, you know, I see, I do. You know, no, when we want to listen to the monkeys. It's not a monkey see, monkey do situation. We want to make sure that we are not giving up and don't give in. If you're going to give in, because in life we give in sometimes, that's fine. But give in to a good cause, a good reason, a good purpose. Give in to growth. Give in to success. Give in to motivating and moving yourself through this pandemic, through whatever it is, through putting a smile on your face and passing a smile to someone else as well. So social distancing, we want to make sure that we're following up doing those things. And we want to reflect and rewind. We want to stop sometimes and change. And if it's not a change, maybe we want to just and relax. We want to just find a way to just make a way to find our way through each and every day. And put a smile on ourselves. If we have a pet, do some special treats and things. Exercise them too. Make sure they're not just laying around. You make sure they're up and running. I have a game. My dog won't let me not play his game with him. He will come, if nothing else, if he could put the light in his hand, in my hand, he would do that. He just nudges my hand. Come on now. You know I like to run after the light. So that's our thing. You know, I make sure his schedule stays afloat, and I look out for my own. So I just want to say, for this beautiful Friday, as you reflect over the weekend, carrying on, hold your head up. It's going to be just fine. It's easier said than done, especially if you have lost a loved one. And if you are in the situation where you have, my prayers and those who have thoughts and energy of positivity We want to reach out to our loved ones and our that have passed before us. And use that, even though it's a sad situation, we want to use that as a legacy moment. Carry those legacies of our loved ones that we have left us and add to our own legacies. And if there's something in your legacy that you, I want to, what kind of legacy do you want to have? What kind of legacy you want to share? Because every seed and opportunity that you can drop a seed where there's an opening and be able to sit back and watch it grow, where there's a, you know, I'm auntie, so I'm dropping those seeds in my droplets along the way with all my nieces and nephews all over the world. And as I've reached out to them and listened to them come back to me, the things that they've thought about and thanked me for that I didn't even, you know, you don't even know that, you know, they even remembered or that it applied or helped them along their way. It just, it's a beautiful feeling. So they say, you know, you learn, you teach, you learn. And and it's not such a bad idea to do that. So thank you so much, Linda. I appreciate sharing with all your wonderful listeners, and I appreciate all the listeners that are out there. And tell a friend, tell a neighbor. You know, if you can't go over to your neighbors, you can always, you know, peek out and make sure you don't see no kind of slice of life. You know, maybe write down a note, drop it in their mailbox, and let them know they're not alone and that, you know, it's give them some resources. You might not be in a position to help them, but find a resource. Maybe they may or may not know, but since you don't see them out watering their grass or doing anything, you know, just leave a little note. Hey, neighbor, thinking about you, you know, and hey, we're going to stick this out. Call these numbers if you need some groceries. Call these numbers if you need some help, you know. Try to be resourceful as much as you can. The youth that I see in my little area, when they're out and about playing and whatnot, I don't go up to them, but I listen out for them, because when I hear them playing, it just makes my heart melt. It makes me feel so good to hear them playing and laughter, you know. So I always want to step out and say, hey, how y'all doing? And they go, we're fine, with their smiles, and it's good to see. So if you give a smile, you get a smile. If you give a hug from a distance now, you'll get that hug back in many ways than not. And I thank you all for listening.
You'll always be able to get that hug back. Well, you know, Angie, you know, you was kind of like on the serious side, but I write down over here, you know, I like that about learn, teach, and learn, because everything is a teachable moment for us when we go and when we're going through things. And with all of this event and stuff, like you say, you pull up your creativity and you go back to what you can do. And, you know, I'm basically a very, very busy person. I do many, many things, very active in the community, very active in public policy, because I feel that, you know, you can hear about it and complain about it and get third-hand mm-hmm. information about it, but you need to go sit at that table and be in that stew pot, because when you go through those policy-making arenas, that's where change comes about. So when this happened, you know, people are doing a lot of Skyping and Zooming, and I just want to put it out here. I'm not quite that technical right now, and I feel that the voice does the work. But I want to let everyone know to hear my smile, because it gives me great pleasure to be able to do this, because I was like, trying to figure out what can I do. I can't go volunteer, or I can't go out here. Okay, you go and you push that button and you take inspiration and you take encouragement, because basically
yes.
that's what it's all about. And so everything makes us reach back. Yes, we're busy. We get up in the morning, 5 o'clock, we're out there, we're running. And a lot of us use that as an excuse. You're so busy, you can't call a friend. Oh, I couldn't get back to you. Just busy, busy, busy. But now,
right.
as you say, we have to sit still and reflect. And I call it reflection and reinventing, okay? It's always time to reinvent. Change is difficult. Change is hard, but yet and still, change is good. Okay, in some of my works, I like, they, well, what do you do? I like change management. I like to go in and look at an operation and see what's happening and put that change there or make that recommendation or make that suggestion. And you always going to have to battle because people resist change. So that makes you dig deeper in yourself and, like you say, take a look at the other person and make that connect in and try to get that information and that suggestion or that recommendation, put it in as smoothly as you can. And while you're doing it, you have to let individuals know that you are very caring, but you're also courageous and crazy, and you do it with cheerfulness because you get in arenas where sometimes you have to pull it up. Well, this has given me an opportunity to come out. And I heard someone say, well, you know, you want to get your following basis. And you, first of all, entertainers and performers, and I'm entertainer, performer, theater, you have to do that show no matter who's out there. So most actors will say, is it a packed house? And I will say in the dressing room, does it matter? Because the show has to go on. Because it might not be 200 people out there. It just might be two. And it might be the one out of that two that gets everything going. So you can't, like, put a number on a service. You can't put a number on a life. My philosophy is, if I can just touch one person, I'm satisfied, because it only takes one person to make the change. So I'm so glad that you brought it up with the C and the D. And, of course, you know, we don't give up. It's not about giving up. It's not about giving in. And it's when you say D, it's never about defeat. Not over here. Not with waking up willing to make chance, because that's what we have to go through. We're going through this, but I'm seeing a lot of beauty in this. I'm seeing a lot of people really open up, you know, share, bring things, you know, here where we are, we call it the house of the happy. So everybody over here has to be happy, okay?
And you know, you might, company, three is a crowd, so it don't take much to make a crowd anyway.
That's
so
what
I say,
saying.
Yes, a full house. Every day it is a full house.
It is a full house, and it's the house of the happy. And if we have to go get over in a corner, and then along with our neighbors and stuff, we kind of like close quarters. You make sure you check on everyone. If you don't do anything but go sit a bottle of water at the door and put a note on it and say, I just thought I'd drop this off to you, as they do. They cook. There's about four chefs here, and they can all cook. So we don't have to worry about any food. So, you know, they might take a day. We're going to do Turkish spaghetti and make sure that it's just like a wonderful feeling.
That is beautiful.
To be able
it
to
is. My neighbor came over, as a matter of fact, I meant to tell you, the other day, and it surprised me. I said, oh, somebody's at my door. Me and my dog's name is Happy. You know, we sit up and we go, oh, somebody's after I hit the doorbell. So we go, and she brought me a little bag of groceries that she thought about me after she went to get some from a thing. And she's like, I have extra. Do you need any of these things? That warmed my heart so much. And it was just really just a thought that somebody else thought about me, you know. So it's just. It just a little goes a long, long way.
It goes a long way, and it's good to be thought about, and especially if you grow up and you feel, you know, especially young adults, that people don't care and they're not really concerned. But I found out that when you care about yourself and when you're concerned about yourself and when you move from in or out, you will always care about and love other people. And, you know, you think you're going to get away from here, but you told me something about Walmart and the products. About, you know, people needing their products and stuff. Can you share a little bit of that
Walmart
with us before we go? Just briefly, and then we're going to take it on out. But, you know, they want to hear that other side ain't deep.
I'm going to tell you about Walmart, and I'm going to tell you about this other thing, too, as my wraparound for the evening, because, you know, I got to do my wraparound. Now, Walmart. I go to Walmart every time when I get an opportunity. I get blessed to go to Walmart. And I said, you know, hey, And I was leaving. I said, man, I tell you, because going in, you know, you got to get in the line. You got to make sure you have your masks on now. You know, some people are doing it. Majority of us can see more doing it than others. But, you know, but when you go in there, it's like with this, you got to think about everything. Okay, I got to stay 6 feet away or more. You know, you're trying to avoid people and stuff. You're so busy trying to remember what it is you even went in there for. You got, oh, doggone, somebody stepped in my 6 feet. Can you hold up? Can you just step back so I can think about, wait now, you done threw me off. You 5 feet. Stay 6 feet so I can think about and focus on why I even came in. You made me forget. Now, that's one thing. I'm going to have to come back here another day now because you done stepped into my 6 feet. You know, it's like you get little, you try not to be, you know, pandemic with it, you know, but it's like you got to be conscientious, you know. So then it's like, okay, I go over to this aisle. Oh, it's too many people. I come back. You have been forgotten. You know, went 4 or 5 other aisles. Wait, what was that aisle I was supposed to go through? It's like a bunch of these people there. And if you go in the aisle, it's like, okay, look, nobody coughs, sneezes, or nothing because I got to just grab. I'm going in, going out. I'm just going to go get that off the shelf. I'm coming right out. Don't touch. You know, just can you excuse me? You know. People are so scared to even say, excuse me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, look, don't forget, just because you got your mouth covered don't mean your mouth can't move and say something. You know,
say hello.
Let me tell you something. Don't let that mask fool you. Because just like you may act like you can't hear me, say excuse me. But if you don't need to say it any more louder, you're not going to be happy looking back at my lips because that's what you're going to be reading next. Because I'm, you know. I know, you know, you don't want to tap on nobody because you don't want to touch nobody because I don't know when the last time you did laundry. You know, I don't want to have to get all that in my brains anyway. I just want to shop. And I said, you know, thank God for you, Walmart, because if Walmart shut down, the world will be at its darkest. It's not going to be cute. Then you really, everybody will be feel like they're quarantined because it's like, what you doing today? Well, Walmart closed. You can't even talk about nothing. Walmart closed. Well, how you doing today? I don't know. Walmart closed. You know, but you couldn't even get past it because it's like, I can't, you know, even just dealing with Macy's closed. It's like, oh, Macy's closed. Lord, Macy's is closed. For real? I know some people I had to really counsel them. I had to pull them out of the Macy's mall. I said, look, you know, it's okay. You know, it ain't going nowhere. Look, we can drive by. I'll do a drive-by. See, the building's still there. You okay? We just can't go in there right now. It's dangerous. Oh, they're cleaning it. We got to clean it. Oh, okay. They're cleaning it. You know, because their minds are snapped a little bit. So it took them a couple of weeks, but they got okay. You know, I said, Walmart is the thing now. Walmart. Oh, yay. They get a little happy now. They got somewhere to go. You know, Walmart is always called Wally World to me. But I tell you, next time somebody wants to step out my 6 feet, they're going to pay for everything. you want to be up in my 6 feet space? You don't want to keep my space? You're disrespecting my space? Okay. So come on. That means you got enough money in your wallet to take care of me because you obviously don't want me to take care of me because you're not giving me enough elbow room to even do it. Now, Linda, this one here, girl, let me tell you. Let me tell you something. Don't be scared to go out. You might go to Walmart. You might go to gas station. You got to go do life things. Go get your water. You might get a text, okay? For real, for real. This ain't no joke. This is real talk. You know, when I see talk, I talk real. You might get a text on your phone that's going to give you an alert to let you know you just came in contact with somebody that's been tested with COVID-19. So I'm like, people, what are you doing? Why are you putting a red alert, you know, you putting an Amber alert on my phone? I don't know who it is. You're about to have a situation turn into
right.
a situation.
Right. Well, you know, I don't want
to. Do I do quarantine or do I need to be calling the doctor? Go look. I got a message on my phone say I was in contact with somebody.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Then I got to wait. I got to go into another quarantine. I just came out of a quarantine, so I got to go in another quarantine. Let's see. Now you're confusing folks because that's why I said slow it down. You know how they saying? You know, you don't have to wait. No. Don't ever say don't have them because then you're gonna have everybody not wearing the mask. Everybody
right.
got to wear their mask.
Right, right.
You just got to be, you know, you just, when you're going to be around other people, stores, you're going to public stuff, you got, you know, cause you got, and you got to see, they keep repeating the same thing. And the doctor said it today on the news. I said, you know what? I wish there was a way I could call in and ask some questions, because some of them
questions. Well, I have a few, and I don't want to cut you off, but we're going to cut out. But I got a few myself that I'm jotting down. I just have to see how I'm going to bring them.
I'm just
but
saying,
we're going to wrap
scared,
it up with
y'all
this. Aunt G, we're going to wrap it up. You coming on yes. Monday. We'll be looking forward to you. And next week, we'll have some more exciting people coming on. And I just want to tell everybody to have a wonderful weekend. Listen in. Relax, and when you go to the mirror in the morning, when you wake up and your hair's all over your head, just tell yourself how beautiful you are. And on that note, we're going to go out, and I'm just going to take you out with this message, okay? Thank you so much. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShann. Stay woke, stay safe, stay happy, stay healthy, and stay strong. Good night. Ow. Y'all. Yeah.